Tonight's shir, Simon Reish Mem Zayin, Sif Beis through Sif Vov. Sif Beis, Im Hisne Imo, Sheyitin Lo Secharo. We're discussing a Yid who gives a letter to a non-Jew to deliver to someone else, Erev Shabbos, if they agree upon a fee. Afa Pishlo Perish Kama Yitin Lo. Even though they don't explain what it will be. As they agree, I'm going to give you money. I'm going to give you what you deserve. I'll give you your fee. But they don't mention what it is. There's no discussion of the price. They don't explicitly say, this is how much it's going to cost. The halach is dino kekoytzes. We treat it as if they did set a price. The sam chedayti den Yehudi, because the non-Jew is relying on his fee. Udei katarach, so now he's working on his own. He's working of his own choice. Al bestam, but if there is no mention that he'll get paid, afal pishish bedaita sheyitim lo socha, you know, he has in mind that he's going to give him a wage. It's awesome, it's forbidden. Lo samcha daite, because if you don't mention that he'll get paid, then the nadja who's delivering it has no smichas das. He's nothing to rely upon. But we just saw a katarach, so now he's not working of his own choice, but he's working at the behest of the yid, and that's a problem. Mr. Bursef Konyu Beis, Afa Pishish Bidaito, even though he has in mind, he'll give him something. What's the Lord mean to say? Lo mi boy, imayen Yehudi mistapi klal, imin lo sechar de osu. Not only if the non-Jew is in doubt if he'll get anything at all, in which case it's forbidden. Ela filu im hayisrael meivin mimenu shemetzapi lo socha meito. But even if the Yid understands that he's anticipating a payment, and if not from the one who sent the letter, he'll get payment from the one who is receiving the letter. It's still forbidden. Because the Yid did not tell him, he did not assure him, you will get paid. The first if said, you set the price. Here saying, even if you don't set the price, but you let him know, you're going to get paid for this, that's good enough. No mention of getting paid at all, that's not okay. Siv Gimel. Im Sechar L'Yamim. Let's say you're paying the delivery person by day. I'm not paying him for the job. This is how much it costs to get the package letter there. But rather, every day that you're going, you'll get paid a certain amount per day. He gets paid a set amount for every day to get there and get back. But he doesn't care when he goes. I don't care when you actually travel. But for every day you travel, you'll get this amount. In Luba Erev Shabbos, if this takes place on a Friday, awesome, not allowed. The Kashiyetze B'Shabbos, because when he goes and starts his trip on Shabbos, Nirakele Hisni Mokach, it looks as if that was the agreement up front that you're sending him on Shabbos. Mr. Versef Kon Yigimon, Schar Yomim, if you're paying him by days, what's limited to say? The Afshehi Taranu Le'el B'Kotzas, Afi Luba Erev Shabbos, even though we said before that if you set a price for the delivery fee, it's mutter for him to go out, and you can make this arrangement even on a Friday afternoon. That's when you set the price. It's a set fee for the job. The Oz, at that point, he's working of his own choice. And it doesn't appear at all that any work that he does on Shabbos is as an emissary or shliach of the Yid. But if he's paying him by day, each day you travel, you get this much money, this amount of money. Even though he doesn't care when he goes, so he's really working on his own choice. He'll leave when he wants to. In this case as well. That's why this is actually better than not setting a fee at all. And it would be mutter if it was a Wednesday or Thursday, even according to Mechaber, as opposed to low katzatz, it's not mutter even on Sunday. Mikol makom, still, if he's making this arrangement and hiring him on a Friday, it's also. The kima chirutz that take up a Shabbos, since he leaves the next day on Shabbos to do this job, near a kilo hisni mokach, it looks as if that was the agreement. So he's going because the Yid sent him. Because he's paying him for the day. So it's a problem even Erev Shabbos. Avol. But if this arrangement was made by Yom Chamish on Thursday, mutter, that's okay. According to the Amor before, even if he didn't make any arrangement of payment, if it's on a Thursday, it would be mutter. So if Dalet, Let's say the non-Jew will deliver the letter for free. Even if you give it to him on Friday afternoon, that's okay. Since the non-Jew does it on his own, the reason he's doing it is to show his appreciation, to the Yid for that which he got from the Yid in the past. So that's as if you set a price. The Moses says, others disagree. Usfilu, they hold the also that if the non-Jew isn't getting paid to deliver, it's forbidden. The Torah lahachmir, and it is good to be strict. But let's say the non-Jew begins and volunteers to do it for free. It's certainly because he appreciates something he got from the Yid in the past, for sure, and it would be mutter. So I guess the question is, who initiates? If the non-Jew initiates, says, oh, I want to do this for you, there's no problem. If the Yid asks him to do it, and he says, I'll do it for free, that might be a problem. That is going to be the issue here. Mr. Bursov Khan Tezov, Shari, any who may love a chula. Machaber holds, if the non-Jew does it for free, there's no problem. He's doing it on his own. Perish. The ene yisol koifa o sol kach. He is not forcing him. El miyatsum hu misratza lech ageris. On his own, he's willing to deliver the letter. For Talina, we assume. Shemash nisratza hu. Why did he agree? Nehat toiv shakib l'men mikvar. Because he received some kind of goodness from the Yid in the past, and he wants to repay the kindness. Vaitaita denafshikav. Therefore, he's working on his own. Sivkar tezayin v'tolahach. The Mos says there are those who disagree, and one should be strict. But the language, the nuance, Dirak Toiv. Toiv lahachmir. It's a good thing, Lachush Odeyazeh, to be concerned with this view. Vechem b'taz mashma, the diet of Gedei Rishon. So that is also from the Taz, implied that really the din is like the first Shita, that it's Mutter. Al Darkei Moshe Simen Reshna Beis mashma, the diet of Hukei Shchokin. But if you look in Darkei Moshe Reshna Beis, there, it's not just Tov lahachmir. Really, I hold like the Mechaber, but it's good to be in Machmir. Over there in Reshna Beis, it seems clear that he holds like the Yeshchokin. Vechem b'levush, ubele Rabba, Simen Zeh, mashma, osa b'chinam. Also, if you look in Levush and Eliyahu here in our simon, it seems that they are forbidden if it's for free. Lakin, therefore, the proper thing is to set even a small fee, and that makes it a set price. Since he accepts it, that will be his payment. Chayodim writes it as well. So the non-Jew is willing to do it for nothing. And you're going to have to insist, I appreciate it so kind of you, but I got to pay you something. I want to pay something, a minimal something. You know, sometimes they get insulted. I want to do it, I'm not going to do it for free. I don't want to take your $2, you know. But Lamaisa, Mr. Brewer says, it would be best if you would pay him something. Sif, hey. Let's say a non-Jew, how is he traveling on his own to a different place? He says, oh, you're going to such a place. Do me a favor. When you're going, just bring this along. Bring this letter along. Mutter b'kol gavn. In this scenario, it's 100% fine. It's 100% fine because the non-Jew is going regardless of the Yid giving him the letter. He's going on his own. Now, if the Yid knows he has to go out of his way because of the Yid, that'll be awesome. This is if the non-Jew is going exactly to the place where he wants the letter to get. So in this case, it's fine no matter what. That means even though you didn't set a price, it's just stam. Take it for me. Maybe you'll pay, maybe you won't. The kailam b'sif aleph, the asur l'shloich al yadok in kavur beidar. So we said in sif aleph, you can't send it with a non-Jew to another city without paying him for a set fee when there's no post office in the city where he's going to. The Chashin and Shem William to Enuve, so we're afraid he'll come. The fellow won't be home when he delivers it. That's a problem. In our case, we don't worry about that. Kivan the Naju isn't going as a shliach of the Yid. He's going on his own. He's going on his own anyway. Bevadai, certainly, im lo yinsa'en, if he's not going to find the Yid to deliver the mail to, lo yichar v'zach, he's not going to look for him. V'davkam yeshohus l'gi yisham mivad yom. Now this is only if the Nazir can reach the destination before Shabbos. Alam ein shehos lagia sham ibod yom, but if he cannot get there before Shabbos starts, also after that, even in this case, it will be also. The after halichasa b'shul asahu, even though he's going for himself, mikomoko masha nosi hamichtov, but since he's carrying that letter, who b'shul yisol, that's for the yid. V'dan, you should know. The li tein lo b'shabbos, to give him the letter on Shabbos, asur l'kuli alma. Everyone agrees that's also. Afilu b'holich ma'asol, even if he goes by himself, on his own. Even if you would have set a price erev Shabbos for the delivery, and therefore you may not give a letter into the post office on Shabbos or the mailbox on Shabbos. Or may erev Shabbos, but erev Shabbos it's mutter to give the letter to the post office. Because the post office has a set price. There's a set fee for the delivery. They ask you where's it going, and they'll tell you how much it weighs, and there's a set price. The afim einu mishalom kan, and even if you don't pay here, mikomokam yitzdarech l'sham yishnashtach lo, they're going to have to pay on the other end when the person receives it. I feel the mokam sheish eruv, even if there's an eruv, v'afil the einu yehudi, even with a non-Jew, aser darvazeh, it'll be aser on Shabbos to give him a letter to deliver. The fact that there's an eruv is not going to help you. You cannot give it on Shabbos to be delivered. For the Mahani could see such a Shazguf. It doesn't help that you set the price before when it's Shabbos. Ach ben mokum hefs the golden in case of great loss. Yeshahat, okay, Gavna, we would be lenient. Davish fus to shus, mokum peseda, because it's two drabonons on top of each other in a case of a loss, the mutu, which would be allowed. Ushlo mokum hefs it if there is no loss. Yeshahach, and one should be strict. I feel the air of Shabbos, even on Friday. Shalit and any Yehudi Geres to give a non-Jew a letter, Shalit and Asola post for Shabbos that he's going to give to the post office on Shabbos. Vafila b'kartas, even when the price is set in advance. Sham yachad malacht on Shabbos, because you're designating the work to be done on Shabbos. So the halacha is that on Friday afternoon, you don't have a problem of bringing a letter to the post office. There's a stamp on it, in the mailbox. So everything is kartas in advance and it's done on Friday. There's a shiloh. The being in the notes of Shiloh, let's say you know there are Yidden who work in the post office. So you causing a Yid to work on Shabbos, or Moshe, the truth about that, that really one should try to be strict. Maybe Meikud and Smuter, we try to avoid that. We don't want to cause Yidden Michal Shabbos. So if you're dealing with Yidden in the post office, that's a separate issue. But outside of that, we're not worried about mailing letters on Friday. However, if you leave a stamped envelope in your mailbox for the mail person to pick up on Shabbos, even if you put it there Friday afternoon, you know they're not coming till Shabbos, I think that's awesome. That's what he's saying. You can't mail the letters on Shabbos. Se'ivav, mi she'esh lo sochir ein yehudi l'shana o yoseh. Let's say I have a hired non-Jew to do work I need to do, whether it's for a year or more. In that case, also the shachar erev Shabbos, we guess. You cannot give him a letter to deliver even on Friday. Because we had this halacha before. When you have someone who's your employee to do whatever you need to be done, so then there's no more dait to denafshik of it. He's not working for himself, he's working for you. You're profiting him by him going on Shabbos, because then he's free to do my next job. And therefore, we said earlier that would be a problem. The Moses me, however, im lo sechar rak l'shlich z'ges. Let's say he's not hired for any job. He's hired to take care of my mail. He's my mail person. Yesh matirin, there are those who are mekel. K'moshin esparal el sem reshim dal sevei. We had the reshim dal. So we had this discussion. If I hire a person to be my scribe, hire a person to be my weaver, then I don't care. There's no relic for the Yisrael. He does it when he does it. But if I hire him for all jobs, then you have a problem. Then we say you are profiting from his work on Shabbos. Mr. Bursef Kanyu test. Osu l'shacho, if he is at your disposal for any job, you cannot send him on a Friday to deliver the mail. The fact that he's hired for the year does not make a set price. He has the same halacha as the case of Sif Aleph when you didn't set the price. But in this case, the leniency is it's only also on a Friday. Like we explained in the Be'er Locha. But if he's hired to deliver letters, that's his job. In my estate, his job is he's the letter deliverer. Then there are those who make him. He neder rishona sham. This is the first sheet back in Reish Mem Hei. The sphere is a nashik katzas. We consider that as if it's katzas. I ain't shomatam. Look there, the reason. But still also to tell him, go on Shabbos. Because of the four in, Se'if Aleph.